إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى He spoke in the Quran about the characteristics or the etiquettes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said regarding him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ That indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have great manners and etiquettes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he was known for. And this is what he was described by Allah with having before the creation described him with it. Allah Jalla wa Ala recognized that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the highest level of mannerism and characteristics that anyone could have. The greatest example for mankind. The one who is a role model for every human being, believer or disbeliever. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest role model. And the greatest etiquette, the greatest role model, and the greatest leader, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find if a person was to adorn himself with the etiquettes and mannerisms of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it would be something that would lead the ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to victory. And this is what we have seen with our own eyes, and we have heard this throughout history, that having exemplary manners and characteristics is a reason for people entering into Islam. It is a reason for people's hearts to become softened towards the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His religion. And when we look at some of those who are following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this example and what they have achieved from this, it is a witness for mankind that Islam is the greatest religion and the etiquettes that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with are the greatest things for mankind. Look at our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Look at the situation that they are going through and the calamities that are taking place and the massacres and the genocide that is taking place against them. Look at the occupation, the Zionists, the Jewish terrorists, those who have occupied the lands of the believers. And they are harming and butchering and massacring our children day by day. Thousands have been killed. Thousands have been massacred. And thousands and hundreds of thousands have been displaced. But we find something amazing about the iman of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. There is something that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given them that has shaken the entire world. Something that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given them that has shaken the hearts of both the believers and the disbelievers over the entire earth. And this is the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah jalla wa ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ That you have excellent, mighty, great character and manners, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That you are the example for mankind when it comes to your way of conduct and dealings with people. So the Palestinian people, we can take the example of the resistance forces when they released some of their hostages. how the Zionist media prohibited them from having taking interviews, how the Zionist media prohibited them from telling the world about their experience. Because when they were leaving the resistant forces, they were shaking their hands, they were smiling, they were laughing. These are their enemies, yet they won their hearts because of their manners. They won their hearts because of their character. They won their hearts because they followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's methodology. We look at the general people of Palestine, and more specifically the people of Gaza, how Allah jalla wa ala has adorned them with the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They reported so many cases that someone has been killed and taken as a shaheed, but we would not find anyone taking their possessions. Rather, they would give their possessions to the authorities. They said, we will not steal anything from the dead. They are from the poorest of people. Their houses have been taken away, but they would not steal anything. This character has been portrayed to the world. How are they remaining firm? They are not stealing anything even though they are hungry. They are not stealing anything even though they are dying. They would find that they have only a small amount of food, yet they would offer it to others before they even eat themselves. The children will offer it to the elderly before they eat it. The small sips of water that they have, they would give it to others, and they would prefer others over themselves. These are the etiquettes of Islam. And the Muslim journalists around the world, they have reported that by the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala, tens of thousands of people have entered into Islam in the last 2 months alone. Tens of thousands of people have entered into Islam in the last 2 months alone, because they have seen the manners of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being portrayed on his ummah. They have seen the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has led them to read the Quran, to read the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn about the believers. So it shows how important it is for us to adorn ourselves with the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the etiquettes of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because even the hearts of the enemies become soft when they see the etiquettes of the kitab of Allah jalla wa ala and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find this is something that Allah jalla wa ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam really emphasize on in the Quran and really emphasize on in the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, idfa' billati hiya ahsan فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That repel with that which is better. Someone has harmed you, repel it with that which is better. And then perhaps Allah Jalla wa Ala would remove the enmity that you have, and He will make you close companions to one another. We find in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That I have been sent to perfect good manners. I have been sent to perfect good manners. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, commanding the believers, treat the people nicely. Treat the people well, with good conduct, with good manners, he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ خِيَارَكُمْ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. That the best of you, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of you are the ones who have the best manners. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akmalul mu'minina iman, akmalul mu'minina imanan, ahsanuhum khulqa or khulqa." Those believers who have the most complete level of iman are the ones who have the best character. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal mar'a لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That a person, because of his good character and his good manners, he would reach the level of the one who fasts and stands. Meaning the one who fasts every day and the one who stands every night. Just by showing good etiquettes, you would reach this level, as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبِّكُمْ إِلَيَّ أَحَاسِنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. That the most beloved of you to me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this, the most beloved of you to me are the ones who have the best manners. And he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أثقل في ميزان العبد يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق. Nothing is heavier on the scales on يوم القيامة than good manners. Nothing is heavier on the scales on يوم القيامة than good manners. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, البر حسن الخلق. That righteousness is good manners. Righteousness is good manners, because this is good manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not belittle anything from the good deeds. ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Even if you were to meet your brother with a smile on your face. This is a good deed that should not be belittled. This is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hit history is a witness to this. And not just history, but we are also witnesses to this, that we have seen that when the believers portray good manners and they portray good etiquettes and they follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings victory to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have spoken about so many different types of victories that have come from the Palestinian people by the permission of Allah jalla wa ala. And this is one of them. Some of the scholars have even said, this is from the greatest victory the Palestinian cause has brought for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it has changed the image of Islam in the eyes of all of the disbelievers. It has changed the image of Islam in the eyes of all of the disbelievers. And it has made tens of thousands of people leave the darkness of disbelief and enter the light of Iman, and leave the path of the shaitan and enter the path of Ar-Rahman. This is from one of the greatest victories that we see. And this is from the words of Allah Jalla wa Ala to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we follow. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That you have great manners and you have great character. O sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, our brothers and sisters in Islam, we have been taught by our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to uphold the highest level of mannerisms, to be the greatest people on this earth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. That you are the best of people ever to step foot on this earth. The believers have been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being the best people ever to step foot on this earth. They command the good and they forbid the evil, and they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This status that Allah jalla wa ala has given us of being the greatest people on this earth has to be portrayed on our tongues and our limbs, and has to be believed in our minds and our hearts. When we want to be the greatest people on this earth, or we fulfill this statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala, we have to show Allah Jalla wa Ala with our hearts and our tongues and our limbs that we are the greatest people on this earth. And one part of our ibadah, one part of our worship, is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, another part of our worship to Allah Jalla wa Ala is our connection with mankind. As some of the ulama have emphasized, and they have said, when we look in the kitab of Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands on the rulings pertaining to the dealings between man. So when he speaks about transactions, he expands, and the longest verse in the Quran is about debts and transactions. When he speaks about the laws of marriage and divorce, he expands on it in the Quran. When he speaks about anything to do with the relationship between man, he expands so much in the Quran. But when he speaks about the shar'i rulings, the rulings of the sharia, which are the exclusive rights of Allah Jalla wa Ala, he doesn't usually expand like he expands for the rulings between man. Like in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala does not explicitly say we pray 5 times a day. Allah Jalla wa Ala does not tell us how many raka'at salah we pray, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala doesn't give us the fine details of hajj, nor does Allah Jalla wa Ala tell us what percentage of our wealth we should give as zakah, because these are rights of Allah Jalla wa Ala. But when it comes to the rights of the human beings, he expands on it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gives us lengthy verses. And from this, the ulama of Islam, they derived that if someone falls short with regards to the rights of Allah, he can raise his hands to Allah and Allah will forgive them. But if we fall short with regards to the rights of man, we can beg them for forgiveness, they may not forgive us. So for this reason, Allah expands on it so much to emphasize, do not wrong anyone around you because they are not merciful like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not wrong any of the creation because they will hold you to account in front of Allah jalla wa ala. So if we uphold the correct mannerism and character that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to have, not only will the people not be able to claim anything from us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, but it will open their hearts to al-Islam. Let's take a look at the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the worst enemies he had, some of the worst enemies, he gave them a gift. Then he gave them, and he gave them, and he gave them, until some of them said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most hated person to me. But then he kept on giving me and giving me until he became the most beloved person to me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, if you are cooking food, add more water to your food, because then you can give something to your neighbor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not from iman to sleep with a full stomach and your neighbor is left hungry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give gifts to one another and it will bring your hearts together. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not be jealous of one another. Do not betray one another. Do not harm one another. Do not oppress one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the mu'min is the brother of a mu'min. The mu'min loves for a believer that which he loves for himself. So many etiquettes we find from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is how we understand وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you have this highest level of etiquette, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with her two daughters, and Aisha radiallahu anha was there, and she was asking for food. She was starving. The only thing that could be found in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one date. Nothing else. So Aisha took this one date and she gave it to that woman. The woman split the date in half, gave one to her daughter, a half to her daughter, and the other half to her other daughter. And she remained hungry. But these are the etiquettes the Prophet ﷺ instilled in his ummah. Aisha had one date. She didn't say, let me leave it for myself. But she gave it away. And the Prophet ﷺ has always encouraged his companions to be generous. As Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They would prefer others over themselves even if they would go hungry. Look at these manners that Allah Jalla wa Ala is instilling into the hearts of the believers. And one of the journalists, he was saying that it has been reported from some of the a'imma of one of the countries that portrays the most hatred for Islam, which is from the neighboring countries of the UK, France. One of the imams who is responsible for writing the certificates for those who enter into Islam, the Shahada, he said, we are receiving a minimum of 300 people embracing Islam daily since October the 7th. 300 people minimum. He said, it never goes beneath that. Daily we are having this number. He said, usually we would get 50, maybe 60, but it doesn't go beneath 300. And this is happening every day, he said, for the last 2 months. How many people have just embraced Islam there? Let alone the rest of the world. Those who have seen the characteristics or the character of the believers in Palestine. And these are human beings in Palestine. They will do things which are according to the sunnah and they may even make mistakes. But the fact that they have upheld the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in this one thing, it has brought people into Islam in crowds. Imagine if the entire ummah were to leave everything that displeased Allah Jalla wa Ala and stuck to the Quran and the Sunnah, how much it will bring people to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the scholars, he said, by Allah, I heard that there was a disbeliever and a believer gave him a gift, a small gift of a carton of juice. And he said he had not seen this believer before, nor had he experienced this generosity before. That led to his Islam. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. We do not belittle anything from the good deeds. This karam and generosity that Allah Jalla wa Ala has commanded the believers to uphold and to have, the disbelievers have not experienced this. The disbelievers have not witnessed this. They do not have this in their circles, as opposed to the circle of the believers. When you go to eat food together, you find the believers are fighting each other to pay the bill. Sometimes even, subhanAllah, we have witnessed that those who are standing behind the till, they said, I wish I had friends like you. Because they have seen everyone fighting each other just to pay the bill, because they see this generosity and this brotherhood and in al-Islam. This is the thing that brings the hearts of people to al-Islam. Da'wah is one thing with our tongue. And salah and worship to Allah Jalla wa Ala is also something which is great. However, sometimes just being silent and conducting ourselves in the best possible way could be the greatest act of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes just giving a smile or a kind word could be the greatest act of ibadah to Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Ali radiallahu anhu to al-jihad, and he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, if one person becomes a Muslim through your work and your actions, it is better for you than the red camels. And this was the most prizeworthy possession of the Arabs. Meaning there is nothing better in the dunya for them than this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one person becomes a Muslim through your work, it is better than anything you will find in this dunya. Someone could become a Muslim just because the way you have acted towards them and treated them, and you may not even know they have entered into Islam. We find many people have entered into Islam, and then years later they come across someone and they say, you said something to me, and because of this I entered into Islam. This person didn't even know, but he has just received a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us inshallah ta'ala learn from our brothers and sisters in Palestine. The way they were dealing with each other, the way they were conducting themselves, the way they were firm in the iman, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way they upheld the true manners of the believers. And even before this, let us follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to adorn us with the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to make us uphold the great manners of al-Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our hearts and our tongues and our actions. We ask Allah jalla wa ala to make us from the believers that can portray Islam in its correct image, and not from those that give a distorted image of al-Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us to guide people to al-Islam, and to make us an asset to this religion, and to allow us to be from those who will enter the highest Jannah.